KLSA News, I'm John Schaefer. Palm Springs, California has a new daily summer rain record thanks to Tropical Storm Hillary.
Palm Springs, which got 0.9 inches of rain in about an hour, that is a new record. Palm Springs saw nearly 50% of its yearly average in a matter of 6 hours.
NBC's Priscilla Thompson says San Bernardino County saw more than 13 inches and the mountains of Riverside County recorded nearly a foot of rain. Problems at airports are slowing down after more than 1,000 flights were canceled yesterday. According to FlightAware, 1,600 flights have been delayed Monday. Meanwhile, close to 300 flights have been canceled. Preparations are being made ahead of Donald Trump's surrender in Georgia.
The former president is expected to turn himself in by Friday at the Rice Street Jail. Brendan Keefe, chief investigative reporter with Atlanta News First, said whether Trump gets convicted or acquitted, it's already a victory for democracy.
I don't think anybody should be celebrating a former president getting criminally charged, but we should celebrate that we have a system we're known as above the law.
Keefe said the indictment, where Trump faces 13 racketeering charges, matches information he's uncovered.
I think the biggest thing about this indictment is it encapsulates, you know, sort of the totality of our reporting over the last 2.5 years.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Conservative House Republicans are making demands of a short-term measure to fund the government at the end of September needs to be passed. The House Freedom Caucus said it plans to oppose any stopgap government funding bill that doesn't include policy measures related to the border, alleged weaponization at the Justice Department, and, quote, woke policies at the Pentagon. Former President Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debate or others. The public knows who I am and what a successful presidency I had, Trump wrote on a social media site. I will therefore not be doing the debates. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A former Trump chief of staff is trying to have election interference charges filed against him in Georgia dismissed. Mark Meadows is part of a racketeering indictment brought down last week connected to his time serving as former President Trump's chief of staff. His attorneys filed a motion to throw out state charges filed in the case because he should have been immune for carrying out his job as a federal official. As bipartisan lawmakers are starting to push more border wall to be built, the Biden administration has started selling the parts.
Last month, as part of its annual defense appropriations package, the Democrat-led Senate passed a Republican-sponsored bill aimed at forcing President Biden to stop the illegal immigrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border by extending the wall. Now, the Biden administration is secretly auctioning off millions of dollars worth of unused border wall parts at a loss. Since April, GovPlanet, an online auction house specializing in military surplus, has sold 81 lots of steel square structural tubes intended for use as vertical bollards in the border barrier's 30-foot tall panels. Last week, GovPlanet sold 729 of the 28-foot tall hollow beams, sold in 5 separate lots for an average of $212 apiece. 13 more lots are set to be auctioned off Wednesday and the following Wednesday. I'm Lance Pride.
A new poll suggests a strong majority of Americans support the striking Hollywood writers and actors. According to Data for Progress, 67% support the strikes. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in 3 washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.